What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Steven Kwan, still a Guardian. You made the right decision.
I had so many questions about Antonetti and the t-shirt he was wearing in the press conference.
I didn't even see the t-shirt. I'm sorry. Well, never mind.
I'm looking at him going, was he even really making calls, or was he coming from the Smith machine and he waltzed out from the... Does he use the same facility that the players do? Probably.
Tone.
Yeah, he has to. He's got access.
Well, we're used to seeing them in the polos. They're always wearing the polos.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
that what Matt Derry?
Oh, yeah. Like the golf polo mafia or whatever they call it.
Yes, the brigade of the mafia.
Yeah.
And yesterday, it's trade deadline day. All eyes are going to be on him. He knows he's going to give a press conference. And I don't know if this is a cognizant thing or if he's just like, oh, shoot, I gotta address the media. I was burning the midnight oil up until the 11th hour.
Is he saying, hey, I was relaxed the whole time?
Yeah. Is that what he was doing, do you think, Ken? Do you think he was... exuding like, oh, I've been doing this so long.
Just another day at the office.
Just another day burning it up, trying to work it out, and there you go. There you got Chris Antonetti looking like an Adonis. He's in good shape. Know that. I was obviously thrilled that they kept Steven Kwan. Now, his agent's in town. Can we get something done now? Or does he still just want to play on the West Coast and he's not going to accept any amount of money?
Well, I imagine.
I just want to know if they were to offer him like a nice amount of money, would he just turn it down to go play for the Dodgers or the Mariners or Giants or something like that?
Man, it's weird.
There's people out there who believe that.
Because he still has, you know, it's not like he's an unrestricted free agent like they have in the NBA. And next year he can get this huge, huge new contract. Like he's got to wait. And injuries are such a big part of this game, too. Like, I imagine they are. I imagine they are throwing numbers around like crazy.
That's what David Sampson, who, boy, just found a way to upset everybody. I mean, he alienated the entire audience yesterday. That's what David Sampson was saying. Because I totally disagree with David, but I'm not going to sit there and pick a fight with the guy. We had him for 25 minutes. And I pick a fight with you. I pick a fight with Daryl. I pick a fight with Pony. Pick a fight with a lot of people. I was just like, I'm not going to bog it down because he has an opinion from a front office point of view when I brought up like, hey, we need to be trying to build around the guy who took a discount. And he goes, well, did he take a discount? I don't believe guys take discounts. I don't know how you can look at Jose Ramirez and think the guy didn't take a discount. It would have had to be a life-changing injury during that season for him to not get more money, even more money than the Guardians got. So I've read your tweets. I've got your emails. I've heard the calls. I totally agree with you on that. It was just, I got to get to the Steven Kwan stuff, had to get to the other things. This was right before Shane Bieber had got traded, so there was a lot of things to get into with David Sampson yesterday. You can hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. It seems a lot of you just want to cuss him out if he ever comes to Cleveland, though, but go ahead.
How did you guys take in the trade deadline? Because at one point, I was trying to avoid it. Like, I was not checking social media. I was expecting bad news. Yeah. I really was. I was expecting it to come down, and I'm just like, oh, man, 4 o'clock came. And when did we talk on the phone? Because I'm like, is the deadline not till 6?
You go, is he gone? Is it over? And I'm like, well, no, we got 2 more hours. I called you, call ended at 4:28 p.m.
Yeah, part of it was a defense mechanism because, look, you just, I didn't want to walk into today with a trade, even if I thought they'd win the trade.
I was anticipating it.
Even if I thought, hey, this is the way to pivot. This is the way that the Guardians in the past have been able to fortify their future. It's never been signing free agents. It's prospects. It's trading for guys. Maybe they could get I didn't hear a lot of chatter about this, but a major league ready guy now.
Yeah.
And so the logical side of my brain was like, hey, they used to tend to win these trades. So, you know, the fans are going to be outraged tomorrow if they trade them, but I'm going to hold firm and pretend like I know these prospects. And then they didn't do it. And then they didn't trade him at all, which I got to say was a surprise. Just as negative as the fan base was yesterday, I thought for sure he was going to get traded.
I thought for sure it was going to happen too until about, 5:05 or something like that. And then Ken Rosenthal's like, it's becoming increasingly unlikely that Stephen Kwan gets traded. And then we had like youth football practice. I was like, well, I got my watch on, so I'll get noticed eventually. And I didn't get any texts. I texted you guys just to make sure from the phone. Nothing. I went, all right, he's here. And then that's good. Very, very good. The other trades, though, that were made, you know, Paul Sewald's gone. Are you brokenhearted over that? Because I'm getting to something here, Owen. No. Are you brokenhearted over that, Owen?
Who?
Exactly. So Lyme's not brokenhearted. I'm not. Shane Bieber. What did you think of Shane Bieber? What did you think of that? I mean, we were on air, but go over your initial reaction. You kind of expected it.
Yes, and so I was kind of excited to see what they actually got for him from the baseball nerd.
And it seemed like they got a decent return for Shane Bieber. So you got Shane Bieber gone, and you had Paul Sewald gone, and you got a decent return out of Shane Bieber there. Stephen Kwan stays. Is the season over? Did they raise the white flag? They did not add.
Which
I never thought they would add.
Anybody that was paying attention at all didn't think they were adding, did they?
Well, the only possible addition would be the addition by subtraction thing. So had
with they Carlos dealt Santana.
Carlos Santana, right? And that means Manzardo's going in and you're getting him reps. We all know he's not great at first. So now he's getting reps and then maybe Kafis comes up. That would have been the only way to really add to what they had right now.
That's about it.
That's what they have.
That's about it. So I can't, when you're 2 games out of the wild card, I don't think that you're raising the white flag. However, I mean, I have to read this. I mean, they were excoriated. And this is where it almost becomes Stockholm syndrome, guys. Because you guys have been frustrated, and I've become frustrated here over the last few months, where the Buster Olneys of the world, the people who know things, you know, they look at you as if you are one of the premier franchises in the game. And I think that a lot of people become frustrated with that because, yeah, you're a good franchise. No one's saying that they're a terrible franchise. But when you can't get over the hump, I think a lot of people get upset about that, and rightfully so. It's a game. It's professional sports. You want to win. But CBS Sports killed him yesterday. The grades came out for the trade deadline. Guardians got an F. You ready for me to read this to
you? Yeah, absolutely.
Here we go. Guardians traded 2 players who are currently injured and otherwise didn't do anything. They're only 2.5 games out of a playoff spot, so why were they trading Shane Bieber when they have a lackluster back end of the rotation? Ah, to save money. That's right. Again, 2.5 games out. Pathetic. That's what they wrote. And
well, we have no idea if he can pitch.
But that's where I get the Stockholm syndrome.
I kind of think that's funny. How can you kill him if they just got something for a guy that might have been valueless to them?
That's why I say Stockholm syndrome.
If he can't pitch, if he's not any good.
But to this website, these are national guys. They're going, why are you letting go of Shane Bieber? And I'm going,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We were getting ready to let go of Shane Bieber last year.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised at all. I've made my amends with letting go of Shane Bieber.
Hurt, he wouldn't have even been here.
Exactly. He wouldn't have been here by the trade deadline.
He had to sign with the Guardians because he had no other prospects.
I feel like this is found. Honestly, I think the Bieber deal is found money.
Correct.
I think this is a steal.
I think he's right. 100%. I agree with you. So
I think that who's doing the grades on this? Do you have the name of the guy? Was it Dane?
There's Excesia. Excesia,
Matt Snyder, and Dane Perry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Matt Snyder. I've talked to Matt Snyder a bunch in the past.
I mean, I'm sure these guys are much, much closer to everyday baseball. I don't know how much they are paying attention to the Guardians every day. But at the same time, are they thinking of Shane Bieber from 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Do they know?
I think they're looking
at
it.
We don't know if he can pitch this year?
I think what they're looking at is going, hey, it looks like he's going to be back. What I don't know what he's going to be able to help with. And remember, they don't mention this, and they probably know, maybe they don't. My antenna went off when he was scheduled to pitch at Akron, and then that got called off, and we pushed this all back another month. So who's to say I'm going to get Shane Bieber at all? I know he was in Akron just the other day, and maybe for the new club he goes out and he does well. I don't know. I got nothing against Shane Bieber, so we'll see what Shane Bieber does. I mean, over up in Toronto.
I mean, I was kind of being facetious yesterday, but I said it on the air. I'm like, I don't even know if he can pass a physical. So, well, if we could get anything
for him. If
he's
pitching in the minors, yeah.
But you know how this is. It's one game, one setback. Like, that's kind of how it works for pitchers in this state of affairs.
216-474-0092. Did they raise a proverbial white flag? Is the Guardian season over?
No, I mean, trading Kwan would have been...
That's what I thought. That's the major hit to the franchise and to the fan base. You didn't trade Stephen Kwan, so there's no emotional hit to the fan base. So you're still in this holding pattern. I think it's still a purgatory of a season in so many ways, but I don't find it to be this white flag. Like what the Twins did, you got rid of 11 guys on your 26-man roster.
And all they're talking about is saving money with the Twins.
That, to me, is definitely like, hey, and they weren't that great to begin with, but like whatever we did before a couple years ago, before the TV deal went out, that's all out the window now. That's gone. So they're going to terrible mode, and it's going to be a while before they build. I don't think this organization went to terrible mode. Now, I expect more out of the guys who are playing. I do, as you guys said, Manzardo should be every day now. Maybe we should get Kafis up here eventually here very shortly. Like, there should be something. The season's still got to stand for something. But I thought I'd be in here ranting and raving over Stephen Kwan being gone this morning. I'm not, so I'm not that upset. Maybe you feel I should be, not you, but maybe the people out there should feel I should be upset and ranting and raving against this organization.
We're upset about the season. Like that, you're asking about the trade deadline.
Well, the season hasn't gone well, but...
But for people, they're just, I think a lot of people are going to lump everything in. They're going to lump, and even, you know, Owen, you had mentioned buyers. Like, because you've had more optimism. You've had more of a, and I almost think...
Well, I made my playoff prediction, right, during the All-Star break. And really, what has changed? Emmanuel Clase, he's gone, right? I thought about it this morning driving in. Like, I still think they're on the fringe of all that. Some of it's changed a little bit. My optimism has changed because things don't look great in that situation, right? But I still believe that if you tell Gattis or Cade Smith, like, hey, you're the closer now, I think you're going to get pretty good returns out of them. It all stems off of, are we going to score more than four runs or not?
That's
the only thing that changed.
Yes, my anger, and going back to the Kwan thing, I don't mean to beat it up. Well, yeah, you have to, because he was the biggest piece of the he was the biggest piece of news, whether or not he was going to be traded or not going to be traded throughout this entire process for the Guardians. I felt as if yesterday morning that it was, and I please forgive the analogy, but it's like a guy chasing cards in blackjack because of the Emmanuel Clase situation. We were going to get this return. Like, I had folks going, Ken, look at the return other teams got. This is what they could have got for their closer in Emmanuel Clase. Okay, but that doesn't all of a sudden turn around and give me license to just go trade away Stephen Kwan out of my lineup when I don't have a good lineup to begin with. Now you're just chasing deals.
Were those the same people? And I it's probably impossible for you to know, but maybe just from the sentiment, if you can kind of gauge just where fans are at right now.
They were the same people walking in. They do not wear golf polos with the Guardians, but they definitely walk around in the hallways of Progressive Field. Who are telling me that?
Well, what I mean, I understand that. What I mean is the people that are now lamenting, oh my God, look at the return we could have got for Clase. Were those the same people that were going to kill him the minute they traded Clase?
No.
Because I do think
I don't think that the people telling me that. Thank you for clarifying. The people who were telling me that were not those people.
Because I do think there is a segment of the fan base, and I think it's unfortunately for the Guardians, it's bigger than you would like, that were in rip mode no matter what they did.
Well, they're damned if you do, guys. Right? They're gonna, no matter what, they're going to disagree with what they do because they're mad at the way they spend money and things.
And
like
I get
that.
I totally understand. Starting in this offseason, not bolstering a team that went to the ALCS and doing everything you could and throwing all the money that was left in the bank account. Even though we had David Sampson on yesterday, who's like, no teams are operating like that. He's like, okay, the Dodgers, they also have the biggest TV deal known to mankind. Like, no teams are spending above what they can actually pay. He's like, there's not one.
I don't feel that the season, they didn't go for the gusto. I never thought they would go for the gusto, whatever the gusto is. I don't feel like the season's over. I don't feel that there's been a white flag. I am not emotionally bothered by Paul Sewald being gone. Now, maybe Matt Derry will join us at 7:40 this morning, and he will prove me wrong on that, or maybe one of you fine folks will prove me wrong on that. And I have made amends 2 years ago with the idea of Shane Bieber being gone. So I am not nearly as emotionally disturbed as what I thought I was going to be if Stephen Kwan is. It doesn't put a sunny disposition. It's not, hey, look over here and forget all the other stuff. You've still been a disappointing season. You've still had a disappointing season this year. You've still made moves or made decisions, not moves, but decisions that I flat out don't agree with and I think the majority of Guardians fans don't agree with and don't believe makes a lot of sense. But if you would have traded Stephen Kwan, not only do I think that you're raising the white flag on the season, I think you're raising the white flag on, frankly, the rest of the Jose Ramirez era, if you were to do something like that. Because the prospects you would get are not going to come to fruition soon enough to really be able to help out my superstar, my future Hall of Famer, and Jose Ramirez. That was going to be my big issue. That's what I was going to be so upset about. I'm not upset. I'm not really understanding on this. They're still in the place that they were, but it wasn't Twins. It wasn't this fire sale that I thought it was going to be. I'm not crying tears over Paul Sewald. I respect Shane Bieber and what he did for the organization, but you know, we thought he was going to be gone last year, and it's exactly what you said. It feels like found money.
And you got Toronto's fifth prospect, right?
Yes.
Their fifth-ranked prospect.
216-474-0092. Do you believe the Guardian season is over? Did they raise the white flag? I say no. It's not a charge. It's not going for it. But it is not, to me, raising the white flag.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.